Vajramayam.org, awaken your Buddha nature.
First things first, you got a change on the website. I hope you guys enjoyed it, because I decided to be 100% myself. So that may shock some people, but I am what I am, and everything like that. I am a musician, I am a singer, I am an actor too, and I am also an artist and so on. So I am what I am. The second thing that, yeah, about today, so we often see as Buddhists like running with the Dhamma and hoping that, yeah, he's gonna help us to realize our true nature. Yes, that's true. He teaches the same way Buddha teach his disciple, and yes, I'm very thankful for Gautama Rinpoche for his teachings that I receive all the time, and yeah, without him I would be very far away from where I am. But I've realized also that if we don't face our everyday life with our everyday stress and rely on the same practice that we supposed to do every day. So for example, if we hide somewhere and saying, yeah, well, I don't want to see the life because life is very hard and I don't want to get it by that anymore. Well, on the same way, we hide also ourselves. And we need to realize, well, maybe those very hard time we got at work, that's maybe to us to understand, well, maybe we got another purpose than just serving burger all the day. That's up to us to find that purpose and make our life valuable to others, inspire others to be compassionate, be gaining wisdom, and be less selfish. Yes, some of us could say, yeah, but pursue our dream is not realizing our true Buddha nature, I would say. Maybe, maybe not. Because if we are fully active in a society in the, like Kamasuya say, working like a Buddha, thinking like a Buddha, and talking like a Buddha, therefore you are Buddha. And yes, we need to understand that our daily life is never gonna change, and whatever we face here or we face later on, when we got rebirth, there is big chance whatever rebirth we fall in, we gonna to face exactly the same thing. And in that way, we need to think, well, how can I apply my practice like I do every day with the same way? I like Kyaw Rinpoche, the old Kyaw Rinpoche was saying it, don't be Buddhist, but try to be to realize your true natural mind, what is kindness and wisdom. Be Buddhist. If you are Buddhist in some way, yes, that's the way basically we fool ourselves with an etiquette and saying, yeah, well, I'm this, I'm that. No, Buddha's teaching are way different. Buddha's teaching is kind of where you, my friend, you are undualistic, and that body is just an effect of your karma. And when we understand that, we start to realize why I'm so defensive against this or that, or why I'm acting like that, or why I'm so unkind when I see someone on social media who is not had a good day. I call myself Buddhist because yes, some others are suffering. Yes, we are all suffering, but it doesn't mean you need to be unkind. And realizing that we are kind of relying our Sangha, and our Sangha is a very good teacher because sometimes we got the right person coming to us and saying, well, maybe that's not like really like that you see, maybe that's a different way. And that's when we ask to need to ask ourselves some question, kind of. Well, maybe I should dig more in myself and understand that bigger there is a bigger picture than what I see. And yeah, I can say talking about the picture, I've got a good story today. Is today I was working on my music and I had someone with a music marketer who gave me some advice, and he have asked me what was my life. I said, well, I'm homeless, I'm in provisory accommodation, and I'm fighting doing my music for purpose. He told me, wow, I didn't even have seen that coming. I didn't see. So yes, that tiny story is just very tiny, but that shows us what pictures that we see and what is really is if what you see the cover of the book is not really what is a person. And everyone got difficulties, everyone got problems, and we need to understand, well, maybe if we open our heart a bit more, we doing better things. And that's what is about. And that is Buddha's teaching, is to be active the right way, active with kindness and wisdom. In our time today, we got many different way to escape our reality, from social media to running elsewhere to entertain ourselves. Yes, that sometimes, for sure, we need to de-stress. But when we do that often, sometimes we're just missing the point of our life and what is our life. And we need also to understand that way. As the Dalai Lama says, life is very tough, very hardcore, very nasty, but that's not just that. There is always something beautiful in life. And I like that quote from the president Ikeda, who is a great sensei, saying that the universal law that after in there is a winter, yes, the winter, but there is always a spring. Whatever situation we are, whatever that situation is hard or very painful for us, there is something after, and that we need to keep that hope to getting there. And we need to have the bravery to do one step after another to get there. Realizing that, we need to understand that also our life is a very brief moment. If we are in good health, maximum 100 years. On this brief time, we need to understand that there is more to us than just that little tiny life of eat, sleep, work. That nothing compared to what it is really, or our life is way more precious than that. And yes, for us who follow the Buddha Dharma, we're fighting every day to realize in our true Buddha nature, but also we need to understand that we need to helping others on the way by kindness, by wisdom, and be an example so we can re that way we if we yes, that's the Shambhala teaching that says that King Rigden, after he realized his true Buddha nature, have gives the teaching to everyone in Shambhala to them to realize their true Buddha nature, because he understood the preciousness of it. And in our day, we need to step forward to something more enlightened than we are right now, because our society is very nasty on in big time in big time. For example, how many times you have been passing an homeless person on the street without having any sentiment about it? Kind of, that's normal. So it's someone else who's taking care of it. Or how many times you have been eating something and eating the last things without thinking, well, maybe my wife or my kids want to have some too. And yes, yet we still do it stuff like that. And our ego grasping is very huge, and as Cartier Poche said, that even if the universe explodes tomorrow, we still have ego grasping, because that's all about I. But if we are an happy I, we need therefore to have a we, and that's when we start to give it to others and do something for others, that we have a happy I that disappear in a we, and we understand that we cannot live without the others. And that's it for today. I hope you enjoy, so keep supporting the podcast. On link three, we have something to support the podcast. Every donation go for the Buddha Dharma. So do dana because that's help for getting better teaching and better things to happen. And I wish you the best, and I see you next time.
Enlightened verse, Vajramayana.org. Awaken you, Buddha nature.